як над нами небо плаче, мокнуть твої русі коси. Перший лист побачить наш, вітер тихо вдаль відносить. Небо зоряне над нами, срібний місяць за горами. А кохання в нас з тобою та поміж зірками. Жено моя, серце моє, нема таких, як ми двоє. Я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, до півночі. Жено моя, серце моє, нема таких, як ми двоє. Я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, до півночі. Жено моя, нема таких, як ми двоє, нас любов оберігає. Хоч дощами небо плаче, нас воно не розлучає. Зоряне над нами, срібний місяць за горами. А кохання в нас з тобою та поміж зірками. Жено моя, серце моє, нема таких, як ми двоє. Я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, півночі. Жено моя, серце моє, нема таких, як ми двоє. Я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, до півночі. Жено моя. Як ми двоє, я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, до півночі. Жена моя, серце моє, нема таких, як ми двоє. Я кохаю твої очі до шаленства, до півночі. Жена моя.
That was a fabulous group from Ukraine that I discovered on via the internet on email. They're called Duet Teple, and that song was Jeno Moya, which means my wife. And as I get to know them better, we'll be bringing you more information about them. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос», Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host. По-українське and Ukrainian, that is Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, or to the podcast. Welcome, вітаю, and a very special welcome to listeners of CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, tuning in now to Nash Holos every Wednesday at 2 p.m. local time. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian food flair, Sylvia Pidrazyuk-Molnar will be by with Eggplant Odessa. We'll also have Vasel Pavlovsky come by in Cultural Capsule to talk about interesting cultural phenomenon in Eastern Canada. As well, on Ukraine News Outlook, Keith has a story on Ukraine's relationship with NATO and an up-and-coming opera sensation from Ukraine. And we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and some great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Zilia from Vancouver, from their first album, and Oyu Polinevka in the Cornfield.
Їдамо. Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Canadian Congress, Alberta Provincial Council invites you to the annual Ukrainian Day Festival Sunday, August 7th at Alberta's fabulous Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village. This year's celebration will commemorate 120 years of Ukrainian settlement in Canada, highlighting the history of the first Ukrainian settlers in Alberta and their legacy to Canada. Gates are open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The day will include church services and a Pioneer Centenary program. As well, there will be Cossack games, Ukrainian arts workshops, children's activities, and a concert featuring the renowned Chetomosh Ukrainian dancers of Edmonton. And, of course, traditional Ukrainian food. Don't miss this year's Ukrainian Day celebrations commemorating Canada's Ukrainian pioneers. It's all happening Sunday, August 7th at the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village, located 25 minutes east of Edmonton on Highway 16, just past Elk Island National Park. For more information, visit uccab.ca/Ukrainian Day.
From Toronto, that was Zubrivka from their CDs Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and Tiche Voda Kalamutna, Muddy Waters Flowing. And before them, you heard Kalena from Winnipeg from their CD Seam, which is 7, and Serum Perehe, which means cottage cheese pierogies. And speaking of food, here's Sylvia.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Eggplants grow in abundance in the regions of southern Ukraine. There are many sizes and colors of eggplant, which actually is a fruit, specifically a berry. The appearance of the egg-shaped white eggplant makes it clear how this fruit was named. Ukrainians make eggplants in many different ways. Some examples are eggplant borscht, tomato or bean salad, eggplant puree, scalloped eggplant, or with onions under a rich tomato sauce with fresh mushrooms, filled with millet and mushrooms, and one of my favorites, eggplant filled with liver and buckwheat. Eggplant is not only nutritious, but it contains a substance that inhibits the rise of cholesterol induced by fatty foods. It works best when not eaten alone, but with cholesterol-containing foods. The very first eggplant I saw was in Romania, when I was traveling there with my mom. It was a very special trip because we were there to meet mom's brother in Bucharest. She hadn't seen him for over 40 years. What a reunion it was. On our excursion to Transylvania, we saw a lady in a cornfield holding a very shiny, dark purple eggplant. I can still see her face. She was very beautiful. Now get your pens ready for Eggplant Odessa, a tasty appetizer, spread, or dip. You'll need the following ingredients. 1 large eggplant, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1 large tomato, peeled and finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar or lemon juice, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley for garnish. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Pierce the eggplant with a knife in several places. Bake for about 50 minutes or until soft on a parchment paper-lined baking sheet, turning midway through. Cool and cut the eggplant lengthwise in half. Scoop out the pulp and finely chop or mash. Add the remaining ingredients and mix. Cover and refrigerate for several hours to allow the flavors to develop. Serves about 4. Garnish with chopped parsley and serve this with a rustic bread, rye or white. Treat your taste buds. It's delicious and it's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
The steps, the cause
Kozaks riding with his fellow Kozaks. At his side you could feel the Kozaks, full of pride and passion's grace. On the way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead a monster's victory. And grace of God, believing freedom is a right that all men have to see. Fighting for what you believe in has to be. And freedom is a right men have to see. So won't you fly, Kozak, try, Kozak. Glance the vixen's orders go, Kozak, show, Kozak. That is where your heart is deep, Kozak, free, Kozak. Will lead us all to victory. God be with you, and Kozak, love, Kozak. Such a spirit must be free, Kozak, be, Kozak. We have this for you and me. We are brothers. Just a story, but his legend lives on. Of the glory, what he lived and died for. So no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if that Kozak has to die, then let him find his glory with the sky, so you can hear the how and why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. In the hearts of men today. So won't you fly, Kozak, try, Kozak. Glance the vixen's orders go, Kozak, show, Kozak. That is where your heart is deep, Kozak, free, Kozak. Lead us all to victory. And God be with you, live, Kozak, love, Kozak. Such a spirit must be free, Kozak, be, Kozak. Freedom is for you and me. We are brothers for eternity.
From New York, that was a group called Hvelja, or The Wave, and a Ron Kahoot original and classic, I think. Anyway, it's called Kozaks.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashholos. On the last show, you heard about the historical train of Ukrainian pioneers and just a bit about my friend Vakhtan Kipiani, editor of Historichna Pravda. On top of being an old friend, what is unique about Vakhtan as a journalist is what he collects, which is samvidav, or self-published dissident literature from during Soviet times, and periodical literature published by Ukrainians and Ukrainian organizations outside of the geographic boundaries of Ukraine. While he was in Montreal, as part of the Historical Training Ukrainian Pioneers Project, he said to me, as we were getting on the bus after breakfast and heading towards the Ukrainian seniors residence, Vasil, I read something about a publication called Oko. What do you know about it? I told him that from what I could remember, it was published in my hometown of Lachine, and I had friends of the family that were directly involved. I thought about it for a while, as we went from one enclave of our Ukrainian community in Montreal to another, and arrived in Lachine to lay flowers at the Ivan Franko Monument. At the Ivan Franko Monument, everything started falling together when I saw one of the friends I knew to be involved in the paper, which for all intents and purposes was called Montreal's Ukrainian Community Newspaper. It was Volodymyr Hajduk, but the newspaper's editor of the first four issues, Roman Serbin, was also present. In speaking to Volodymyr Hajduk, he told me that he may be able to contribute to Vakhtang's collection, but he would have to check at St. George's Orthodox Church, where he is a parishioner. It was there that Volodymyr presented to Vakhtang an entire box of the publication, and most probably its entire print run. According to Michael Marunchak's work, Ukrainian Canadians, the board of the non-profit organization which published Oko included Volodymyr Hajduk, Roman Kosmina, Bogdan Kerchinsky, Volodymyr Levitsky, Irka Povidaiko, and Bogdan Timits. However, the board changed over time, with some individuals being more or less active than others, as in all non-profit organizations. From its first issue that I have in hand, as I prepared this issue of Cultural Capsule, we learned from its editorial, and I quote, Oko is intended primarily as a community paper. It will therefore report, first of all, on local affairs dealing with the Ukrainian community and on other topics of interest to Montreal Ukrainians. And while this was the case, during its 5 years of existence, it also gained a readership in Western Canada and the United States. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the Montreal Community Newspaper, Oko.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Angel, що на своїй спині коник твій везе. З його очей синіх смерть повзе, повзе. Ей, Джо, чи не жінку твою коник той везе? Ей, Джо, чи не мертву жінку коник той везе? Thank you. Hey Joe, лихо-лихо скоїв, що то буде, Джо.
And that was a group from Ukraine called Vasya Club with a Ukrainianized version of that Jimi Hendrix classic, Hey Joe. And that song is going out to a loyal listener in Surrey who I know for a fact loves that song. And that's for Yarema Kovalchuk. Yarema, if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed that. That was especially for you. Up next, let's hear what's happening in Ukraine.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up in this edition, Ukraine and NATO's relationship. And a 24-year-old Ukrainian baritone has won the prestigious BBC Cardiff Singer World Song Prize. I'm Keith Perron. Members of the Inter-Parliamentary Council, Ukrainian MPs and representatives of national parliaments of NATO member states attended the Ukraine-NATO meeting in Kiev. The Ukrainian parliament speaker stated, "As a large European state, Ukraine cannot stand out of large-scale cooperation in Euro-Atlantic space, particularly in the process of the development of new European security architecture." Participants stressed that the session was held at the historic moment of Euro-Atlantic integration of Ukraine, after a certain cool down in relations between Ukraine and NATO and the undue thaw in relations with the Russian Federation. The situation is becoming more balanced. Alexandra Malakolop has this report.
Ukraine will continue its cooperation with NATO despite its non-bloc status. Members of the Inter-Parliamentary Council, Ukrainian MPs and representatives of the national parliaments of NATO member states attended a three-day Ukraine-NATO meeting in Kyiv. The Ukrainian parliament speaker stated that as a large European state, Ukraine cannot stand out of large-scale cooperation in the Euro-Atlantic space, particularly in the process of development of a new European security architecture. He also stated the relations between Ukraine and NATO have no political coloring anymore.
Ukraine will remain a reliable partner of NATO and will strictly observe the principles of consistency and predictability of its foreign policy.
After Viktor Yanukovych and his government came to power in early 2010, fundamental changes took place in Ukraine's foreign political strategy. Ukraine dropped its NATO membership bid, which was fully supported by Russia. However, Ukraine remains the only NATO member state that takes part in almost all ongoing base and peace support missions under the aegis of NATO.
Practical cooperation between NATO and Ukraine remains extensive and sincere, despite the fact that potential NATO membership of Ukraine has been taken off the agenda. We are looking forward to learning more about the implementation of the ambitious Ukraine's annual national program, which is a cornerstone of our cooperation.
Participants stressed that the session was held at the historical moment of Euro-Atlantic integration of Ukraine. After a certain cool down in the relations between Ukraine and NATO and undue thaw in relations with the Russian Federation, the situation is becoming balanced. Experts say that the avowal of the non-bloc status was not required, but it relieved strains domestically. This comes as Russian Federation keeps on insisting on the issue.
Russia keeps on being jealous of Ukraine's relations with NATO. As a result, an unfriendly rhetoric comes back. And yet, the Russia-NATO cooperation is much broader.
Experts also say Ukraine's membership in NATO is not on the agenda due to the variety of reasons. The state spends about $1.5 billion on military expenditures, which is too low. Also, the prevailing public opinion remains skeptical, as analysts say, due to the improper state's information policy. Ukrainian president had earlier stated that Ukraine established partnership relations with NATO, which would ease tensions in Europe. Experts, however, said that the proclaimed Ukraine's non-bloc status will not promote the national security without effective foreign guarantees from the EU, the USA, the Russian Federation, and NATO, which experts say seems unlikely at this stage. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
cosa sento? In quel laccio io cadea.
The young Ukrainian singer Andrei Bonondenko beat four other young singers to triumph in the second prize in an international competition held in Cardiff and hosted by the BBC. Bonondenko is following in the footsteps of his own opera idol, Byron Tariff, who is a past winner. He said, "It was my dream and I can't believe it has come true." He was competing for a £5,000 prize and a chance to join the BBC radio program New Generation Artists. He was presented with a Welsh Crystal Trophy by competition patron Dame Kiri Tawanaka. He said, 7 years ago when I was training at the Kiev Conservatory in Ukraine, I would never have imagined that I would be here today, having won the BBC Cardiff Singer of the World Song Prize. I am so happy. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. If you wish to download these programs, just go to the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com and you can subscribe to them in iTunes. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Keir Williams plays piano. Again to open with songs by Schumann from Schumann's song cycle Liederkreis, written in 1840, the year that Schumann's genius reached its height.
Thank you.
ihm bald nimmer mehr aus diesem Wald. Es weiß und rät es doch keine, wie mir so wohl ist, so wohl. Ach, wüsste es nur eine, kein Mensch es sonst wissen soll. So still bist nicht draußen im Schnee, so stumm und verschwiegen sind die Sterne nicht in der Höhe, als meine Gedanken sind. Ich wünsch, ich wär ein Vöglein und zöge über das Meer, voll über das Meer und weiter, bis dass ich im Himmel will. Es weiß und rät es doch keine, wie mir so wohl ist, so wohl. Ach, wüsste es nur eine, kein Mensch es sonst wissen soll. Kein Mensch es sonst wissen soll.
Bondarenko, baritone from the Ukraine, singing from Schumann's Liederkreis. Songs by Georgi Sviridov next, Soviet neo-romantic composer working in the first half of the 20th century.
Thank you. больше нет красивей твоих коровий глаз. Тебе твоим туманами осом на полях несу, как сноп овсяный, я солнце на руках. Несу, как сноп овсяный, я солнце на руках. Как сноп овсяный, я солнце на руках. Несу, как сноп овсяный, я солнце на руках.
From Ukraine with a great hymn of praise to the poet's homeland, songs by George Sviridov. Clear Williams, his pianist, very distinguished concert pianist, in his own right.
And that was the piece in question. It came to us courtesy Keith Perron, with special thanks to BBC Radio 4 for sending it our way and allowing us to share it with you. For the very best in Ukrainian cultural programming from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and online at am1320.com. And in Nanaimo on FM radio, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the afternoons, 101.7 FM, or online at chly.ca. Nash Holos airs on shortwave, AM, FM, and internet radio in over 28 countries on the PCJ Radio Network, online at pcjmedia.com, and in flight on China Airlines International. Podcasts are available at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, as well as on the Nash Holos page at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com, and on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Так, як вода потрібна землі, так і розум голові. And our proverb of the week translates as a head needs intelligence like the earth needs water. Well, that about brings our program to an end, so we'll wrap things up with the Pioneer Polka from the fabulous CD Learning Curves, and that will be performed by Jason Warawa on the cymbala or hammer dulcimer. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення!